is for What's Universe Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump meets his NATO alliance partners Thursday in Brussels and is expected to press the other 27 members to join the fight to defeat Islamic State. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson spoke with reporters aboard Air Force One.
There are a couple of countries that are still thinking it over. I've had meetings actually with one of those. I think they're going to support NATO joining and becoming a formal member of the ISIS.
NATO Alliance Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said there are two reasons why some see NATO as already taking part in the anti-IS coalition.
Partly because it sends a strong and clear message of unity in the fight against terrorism. And especially in light of the terrorist attacks in Manchester, I think it's important that we send this unified message that we stand together in the fight against terrorism.
University of Waikato NATO analyst Joe Barton in New Zealand said NATO participation would enhance the anti-IS coalition operational capabilities.
The British, for example, have been very involved in the anti-ISIS coalition. Turkey, of course, which has had its own political problems of late, is a key NATO ally in respect of dealing with ISIS in Syria.
Mr. Trump is expected to urge NATO members to also pay a greater amount of burden sharing for the alliance, the goal being 2% of gross domestic product within 7 years. The president, on his first foreign trip, has met Muslim leaders, Israeli and Palestinian officials, and Pope Francis. After his meeting at the Vatican, the president said he's more determined than ever to pursue peace in the world. At least 34 migrants, including several children, drowned Wednesday when they fell off an overloaded vessel off the Libyan coast heading to Italy. The wooden boat was carrying up to 700 people about 20 nautical miles off the Libyan coast when the disaster occurred. The tragedy occurred as rescuers nearby were handing out life jackets. This is VOA News.